Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your Spirit would continue to touch our hearts and minds. Help us, Lord, to truly understand your Word. Please give us understanding and help us to be obedient to your Word. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your workbooks, I'll begin on page 27. We are in week 3, and we're going to, in this lesson, study Mark chapter 14, verses 41 through 52. In the opening comments of week 3, it says, "Sometimes when we read the Bible, we read the words, but we don't stop and think about what God has said and why he tells us what he does. Every word in the Bible is his, and every word has a purpose. At this point in the Gospel of Mark, God wants you to know what his Son, who knew no sin, endured for you. The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us Jesus despised the shame that's found in Hebrews 12, verse 2, but he took it for you because it was the only way he could become your Savior, one who understands your shame and your pain. Let's see for ourselves what happened after Jesus went to rouse his disciples for a third time." In the observation section, it says, "As we read the next portion of Mark 14, let's put ourselves in context by starting at verse 41. Again, we're looking at verse 41 through verse 52. And the markings that we'll be doing for this passage are, we're going to circle references to time, such as the word after. We're going to double underline anything that indicates location. We're going to mark all references to Jesus with a cross. And we're going to also mark with a capital X all references to betrayal, including the betrayer, Judas. Okay, so again, verse 41, "And he came the third time and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners.'" So starting from the top, I marked he for Jesus. I circled third time. I circled the word hour. I marked the phrase Son of Man for Jesus. And I put an X above the word betrayed. The next verse, "Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." I marked the phrase one who with an X. I marked the word betrays as well with an X. And I marked me for Jesus with a cross. Verse 43, "Immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came up, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who were from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders." So I circled immediately, I circled while, I mark he for Jesus, I mark Judas with an X. I marked the phrase, one of the 12 as well, with an X. Verse 44, now he who was betraying him had given them a signal saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him and lead him away under guard. So in this verse, I circled now for time. I marked he with an X referring to Judas. The word betraying, I marked with an X. The word him, they're referring, of course, to Jesus. So I marked that with a cross. Continuing the sentence beginning with whomever I kiss, I marked the I for Judas with an X. And then continuing beyond that, he, I marked for Jesus with a cross, him with a cross, of course, him again, I marked with a cross. Verse 45, after coming, Judas immediately went to him saying, Rabbi, and kissed him. So I circled after, I marked Judas, I circled immediately, I marked him for Jesus, Rabbi also I marked for Jesus, and him for Jesus. Moving on to verse 46, they laid hands on him and seized him, so I mark him and him for Jesus. Verse 47, but one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. Verse 48, and Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would against a robber? So I mark Jesus, I mark me as well, both of those words, of course, with a cross. Verse 49, every day I was with you in the temple teaching and you did not seize me. I circled every day for time. I marked I for Jesus. I double underlined the word temple. I also marked me for Jesus with a cross, but this has taken place to fulfill the scriptures. And they all left him and fled. I marked him for Jesus. A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him. So I marked that first hymn, of course, referring to Jesus. And the last verse, verse 52, it says here, but he pulled free of the linen sheet and escaped naked. So I'm going to reread this passage. We had quite a few markings, and so I will read it without interruption. And he came the third time and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand. Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came up, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who were from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now, he who was betraying him had given them a signal, saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him and lead him away under guard. After coming, Judas immediately went to him, saying, Rabbi, and kissed him. They laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would against a robber? Every day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me, but this has taken place to fulfill the scriptures. And they all left him and fled. A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him. But he pulled free of the linen sheet and escaped naked. Okay, so that is the passage that we're going to study a little bit deeper by answering questions. And the first discussion question, which is found on page 28, reads, how did Jesus identify himself in verse 41? He identifies himself as the Son of Man in verse 41. The second question says, how did he characterize what was about to happen? Jesus said that the Son of Man is being betrayed in the hands of sinners. And specifically, it says here in verse 42, "Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." Okay, so he's, of course, speaking to his disciples. Question three says, "What did you learn from marking references to betrayal?" Judas, one of the 12, approached Jesus, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who were sent by the chief priests, scribes, and the elders. Also, we notice in verse 44 that Judas had arranged to give the crowd a signal. The one he kisses is to be seized and taken away by the guards. So, of course, this was premeditated. It was planned out what was to happen. The fourth question says, "Why is betrayal so painful? Have you ever been betrayed? What was that like? How did you feel? And how did you deal with it?" Well, betrayal is deeply painful because the trust is broken with someone who is very close to you. That could be with friends, it could be with family, it could be with coworkers, whomever you feel that you have a relationship with. There is that broken trust. In my experience, sometimes I was able to go to the person and there was resolution, but in some cases, there was no resolution. So I had to then go to the Lord so that I would have a forgiving heart. Sometimes you may be betrayed and that person doesn't take responsibility. So therefore, it's easy to have that anger and bitterness towards that person, but that is not the Lord's will. So those were the cases where I had to take it to the Lord in prayer and really ask the Lord to help me again to not be bitter towards that person or resentful. Okay, and the last question says, read verse 50 aloud. What does the all include and what does that tell you about Jesus' situation? So looking at verse 50, it says, "And they all left him and fled." So the all meant everyone, including those closest to him, meaning his disciples. And we know, of course, that this was predicted. We read previously in Mark 14, 27, that Jesus said that all would fall away and that the sheep certainly would scatter. So we know that this was predicted. Jesus spoke it. We also read this prediction in Zechariah 13, 7 in a previous episode as well. So again, Jesus was abandoned even by his closest followers, his disciples. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.